And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political views. And today is, I should say, news. And today, what is today? February 10th, 2023. It's Friday. And good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. I hope you've had a good day.
I have. I have a beautiful, beautiful day here on the eastern shore of Maryland. So,
well, did you go swimming?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
No polar plunges yet.
No polar plunges.
No, I'm not into polar plunges.
I'm not either, really. Never thought I enjoyed something like it. It could give you a heart attack.
Well, you know, there are such things as, you know, a lot of the celebrities and, you know, people of wealth, they do take ice baths.
Yes, they do.
Supposed to be healthy for you.
Supposed to be.
So who knows? One year it's good for you. The next year it's not. And, you know, then maybe 10 years, you know, who knows? It's lukewarm, warm, hot. I don't believe in being in hot jacuzzis and saunas all the time. That I don't think is healthy for you. It might help your back and your muscles and stuff like that, but some people stay in them way too long, and I don't think that's healthy. I don't think you want to boil your blood, but that's just
I've never enjoyed them. I don't own one, but never enjoyed them when it wasn't one, really. I mean, yeah, just no. Never truly enjoyed that.
No, that's not my cup of tea. What is my cup of tea is gold, and we have gold. Hold $2, we'll take it. 1864, silver's up 5 pennies at 2210. Platinum was down 9 at 955, and palladium was down 93 at 1614. The USDX today was stronger, 0.38 at 103.58. Crude oil up 178 at 79.84. The Dow was up 170 points, 33,869. S&P up 9 points at 4090. NASDAQ was down 71 at 11,718. Asian markets, Nikkei was stronger. That was the only one, but barely. Europe was negative across the board. 10-year yield continues to climb, 3.74% 10-year yield. Let's see what, now I'm assuming natural gas was stronger today also. Yeah, by 5%, 2.56 for natural gas. So it was interesting. I listened to, they were talking about oil prices and, you know, where they thought oil would be going. And, you know, they're still talking about probably by the end of this year, maybe the first of next year, that we are still going to have higher oil prices hovering around 100. The only reason that they figured they dropped so much was because of China and their COVID. But now that that China is coming back online, they would you'd start seeing oil prices move back up. I didn't say anything about 130, but he definitely did say you're going to see oil prices around 100. So that means what we're paying now, you know, you could probably tack on, you know, another 80 cents, maybe even a dollar to what we're paying now. But it's not happening now. So it was just and it makes sense. You know, that's the whole thing when you're looking to paying attention to someone. Sometimes they don't make any sense at all, but that kind of made a little sense. I think one of the funniest things I heard today, Butch, was the U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said yesterday that she wants China to move more quickly to support specific debt restructuring for developing countries, especially for Zambia, while leaving broader restructuring questions to separate talks. So I'm sure China's really going to listen to her. And I'm sure they're going to say, you bet, Janet Yellen, you told us to move more quickly, so we are going to. I'm thinking, who are these people? we're going to tell.
Yeah, that's amazing.
China, come on, step it up, you know. I think you better listen to us.
And, I'm sure they're trembling in the boots right now.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw this. This came out just not too long ago where the U.S. shoots down a high-altitude object over Alaskan airspace.
When did this you happen? Just today? I didn't hear that.
The object was flying at 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of the civilian flight. This is from the National Security Council office, John Kirby. He said Biden ordered the military shoot it down. Let's see if there's any more info that I can glean from this.
Well, I guess
it's interesting. This one causes a reasonable threat, okay?
Okay.
Out of the abundance of caution and recommendation of the Pentagon, Biden ordered the military to shoot it down, came inside our territorial waters, and those waters right now are frozen. So my question is, if these waters are frozen, the whole theory behind not shooting the other one down was because the water in those areas was much deeper and they would never be able to retrieve. So I don't know. But they said the waters are frozen right now. Fighter aircraft assigned to the U.S. Northern Command took down the object within the last hour around 2:30 Eastern time. The pilots were able to determine that it was unmanned. Made clear the U.S. does not know who owns the object, and he would not call it a balloon, like the one allegedly owned by the Chinese government. We're just calling this an object because the best description we have right now. We don't know who owns it, whether it's state-owned or corporate-owned or privately owned. The northeastern part of Alaska near the Canadian border over the Arctic Sea. They expect to recover the debris. And that's it.
I'd say Biden caught enough flack for not bringing another one down. I mean, the senators in Montana were saying, why didn't you shoot it down? The worst thing you would have killed was a cow and antelope.
I know. Yeah. But they still could have done it over Canada because, and again, you know, the great system we're supposed to have with Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. And even the Alaskan senator, I don't know her name, was upset that they didn't take that over Alaska. So why, how dare you let this fly over our state? You know, I mean.
Absolutely. You're right. We haven't heard from very many governors out of those states in which it's flown over.
That's right.
Have we?
I agree.
They've been pretty mum on the subject.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad they took this one down. I'm kind of curious to see who it come from, where it come from. I don't know. I'm glad they stepped up and took it down. This should have been taken down. The last one should have been taken down immediately upon sight anywhere in territory over land or wherever it is. But, I mean, like you said before, Montana is unpopulated, basically. And their own senator said you wouldn't hurt anything at all by shooting down over our state. But it was
what?
There's a reason for it.
And you know what? You just can't tell me that when something like that leaves the shores of China, whoever, that we don't know it's there.
Of course.
I mean, come on.
Of course.
I mean,
yeah,
we didn't track it at all. Are you kidding me? Oh, we didn't know it was there. Really?
Don't tell me. Those balloons have ways of maneuvering also. Don't tell me they don't. There's too much technology now not to have something they can maneuver with.
Well, no, they've already said that China was able to maneuver.
Yes, exactly.
And take it wherever they wanted it to go, that they were able to take it. So, and again, we can't follow that.
So that doesn't make any sense. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. Looks like things are getting ready to blow up in the Ukraine again, Mel. I guess you saw that, too. We'll share that in a second.
We did. Yeah.
We're getting awful close to the first anniversary of the war. That, to be quite honest with you, I wouldn't have thought would have lasted more than a few months. That's what I really would have thought. But Russia massing 1,800 tanks, 700 aircraft, and 500,000 men for a new Ukraine assault in 10 days after Zelensky begs UK for jets. Russia has hundreds of thousands of soldiers, thousands of tanks, and hundreds of warplanes preparing for a new assault, Ukraine has warned. Vladimir Putin is believed to be preparing for a massive new offensive in the coming weeks to coincide with the first anniversary of the war, February 24th. Zelensky hailed the UK for support, but warned it may not be enough and called for modern fighter planes. The new assault is feared to be much bigger than the first wave, which stormed across the country towards Kyiv almost exactly 1 year ago. It says Russia is believed to be massing 1,800 tanks, 3,950 3,950 armored vehicles, 400 fighter jets, and 300 helicopters for the attack. They added Putin is also gathering 2,700 artillery guns and 810 rocket launchers for a new wave of attacks. It's much bigger than what took place in the first wave, the official said. They're not paying attention to any casualties or losses. In the last 10 days, we expect a new huge invasion. Ukrainian intelligence has put the figure for the spring offense between 300,000 and 500,000 men. That's three to five. I think call them divisions of men. So it's huge, huge. And I don't know what that's going to bring. I have no idea. This is definitely heating up. Moldova says Russian missile entered its airspace as barrage in Ukraine intensifies. Latest incursion heightens fears that war could spill over Ukraine's borders. Yeah, it really could. Moldova said a Russian missile entered its airspace en route to a target in Ukraine during the last wave of Russian attacks, adding to the risk of the war spilling over as the Kremlin laid out its plans to mark the first anniversary of the invasion. The commander-in-chief of Ukraine's armed forces, General Valery Zelensky, said two missiles were launched from the Black Sea on Friday and strayed across border with Moldova and over Romania, a North Atlantic Treaty Organization member, before re-entering Ukraine's airspace. Both Moldova and Romania said one missile had been detected and that it passed only over Moldova, which condemned it as a violation of its airspace. I guess you heard that Zelensky wants to join the UK now, not just NATO, but the UK. You probably heard that.
Do you mean the European Union or?
Yes.
Yeah. I know it. And I'm surprised they won't let them.
Well,
or they will let them.
It's not over yet. You know, they could. But there's a senator or representative out of Florida, I like what he said, Matt Gaetz, introduces Ukraine fatigue resolution to end U.S. aid, urge peace deal. Representative Matt Gaetz on Thursday introduced the Ukraine fatigue resolution that called on President Joe Biden's administration to end U.S. military and financial aid to Ukraine and urged all nations involved to reach a peace agreement. It is the sense of the House of Representatives that the United States must end its military and financial aid to Ukraine, and the House of Representatives urges all combatants to reach a peace agreement. Gates said in a statement, President Joe Biden, when this first started, and I want you to look at the day. President Joe Biden must have forgotten his prediction from March 2022, suggesting that arming Ukraine with military equipment will escalate the conflict to World War III. I remember him saying that. It's been almost a year ago. And look what we've done to escalate this towards World War III. America is in a state of managed decline, and it will exacerbate it if we continue to hemorrhage taxpayer dollars toward a foreign war. We must suspend all foreign aid for the war in Ukraine and demand that all combatants in the conflict reach a peace agreement immediately. I think it's a very wise move. I truly do. But, Biden himself said a year ago, we're not going to send any arms over there. We don't make spread it to World War III, yet we're arming them. Germany's arming them. Well, UK's arming them. I mean, this is, and I'm sure there's a lot more behind the scenes that we don't know about they're doing. So I thought this is interesting, and I applaud Mr. Gaetz from Florida for getting this resolution before the House. Maybe, perhaps, they may have some teeth. I have no idea. But I don't like where this is heading, Melody. I really don't. And I don't see any quick end to it. Even if they start talking peace now, it's not going to unravel overnight, is it?
No, and it kind of questions, why. I mean, when you think about it, certainly Russia took Crimea over when it was, 2014?
Mm-hmm.
I think around in there. But then when Trump came into office, it was all Russia, Russia, Russia. Forget Trump. The call of the liberal Democrat side was all Russia, Russia, Russia. So it was almost like they were trying to taint Russia prior to, even Biden getting in there to have Russia, move in a year ago. So you see what I'm saying? That
I do.
It's like the side they've been building and creating this this vision of Russia or these really bad people. There's still 50% or half of the people in this country who still believe that there was a Russian call against, you know, Trump. I mean, it was so, and half of the people in this country believe Russia's, you know, and I'm not saying they're good, but I mean, they've been painting this picture for how many years now?
Oh, my. Many, many years. As long as I've been alive, really.
But I mean, more so now.
Oh, yeah, it's getting closer to it. Yeah. And I have to believe Russia was baited into this war. That's my opinion, that we Ukraine, U.S. baited Russia into the war. That is my opinion. And I think it's pretty much right. I can't imagine what they would do that themselves without being forced into it. But why, what would they have to gain with it? There's nothing from the game of doing this. And I don't care whose side you're on, whether it's Ukrainians or Russia. Innocent people by the tens of thousands and millions can die in this. Innocent people. A two-year-old little girl is not to blame because some idiot wouldn't go to war. But they die just the same. And the after effects of war don't end overnight either. So I don't think most of us realize, because we never faced it, how really devastating a war is to the innocent people of the country. Not just ones who lose loved ones in war, that's terrible, but the ones who suffer, whose homes right now are being bombed into oblivion, who have no homes, or have been killed already. It's almost like the earthquake in Turkey, over 21,000 dead. Now, maybe you can't blame it on some individual, perhaps, although I know they can manufacture earthquakes. That's been a fact for years. But nonetheless, 21,000 people dead, Melody, and how many tens of millions are being affected by this and no longer have, again, a home to go to, a warm place to sleep. So we need to quit looking at the picture sometimes as, hey, they're at war here. Let's look at the casualties of war that had nothing to do with the war. That makes sense?
Absolutely. Collateral damage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not a combat veteran. I supported combat groups when I was in Vietnam and Thailand. But I've seen what's happened to people who had nothing. Their homes were destroyed. I've seen them and how they had to try to survive. And it's not, and now what I saw is minute compared to what many people have seen right now, even. And it breaks my heart. And there's no way to describe the grief of a family who had no longer has a place to go to, and maybe they had their house was just killed in a battle somewhere. What do they do? They're at the mercy of somebody, take them in and feed them. Folks, I'm telling you, we don't want to even think about going to a war. We really don't.
We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter and blog. And what do you got for us next, Butch?
Well, I just going through I know the job numbers are really impressive. We have very little unemployment. I realize that. But I keep counting hundreds and thousands of people are getting laid off. So I guess I'm going to go right back into the market right away. But Rupert Murdoch's news corps to cut 1,250 jobs, laying off 5% of the workforce. News Corps parent media outlets, including the Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones, announced plans to cut a headcount by 5%, eliminating about 1,250 positions, with the CEO citing obvious global challenges. The media and publishing company, led by Executive Chairman Rupert Murdoch, said the job cuts would incur in this calendar year. News Corp reported earnings for the quarter ended December 31st, with revenue down 7% year-over-year to $2.52 billion, while net income fell 64% to $94 million. Adjusted earnings per share of 14 cents fell short of an analyst consensus estimate of 19 cents. Obviously, a surge in interest rates and acute inflation and a tangible impact had a tangible impact on all of our businesses, the CEO Robert Thompson said in prepared remarks. The company's initiatives now underway, including an expected 5% headcount reduction, or around 1,250 positions this calendar year, will create a robust platform for future growth. So, they're okay. I mean, Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones are going to lay off. That's it. Zoom said Tuesday it's going to cut 1,300 jobs, or 15% of its workforce. Company CEO Eric Yuan said in a blog post that post-pandemic changes have made necessary for the company to cut back. The uncertainty of the global economy and its effect on our customers means we need to take a hard yet important look inward to reset ourselves so we can weather the economic environment, deliver for our customers and achieve Zoom's long-term vision. Juan said the employees who have been laid off will receive up to 16 weeks of salary and health care coverage. Zoom rose to prominence during the COVID-19 pandemic as many workers were forced to work from home and businesses took to holding meetings on the company's platform. Juan said that the company grew 3 times in size during the pandemic. He also took some of the blame for the job cuts and said that he would be reducing his salary by 98% for the coming fiscal year. Good for him. That's fair. Good. The CEO said, founder of Zoom, I am accountable for these mistakes and the actions that we take today. I want to show accountability, not just in words, but in my own action. So a 98% pay, I'm sure you can afford it. It's still a good gesture, Melody. Would you agree?
Yes, of course.
You know, I mean, he's willing to take a pay cut that big and lay off the workers. And that to me, that was a strong gesture that maybe he does care a little bit for him. So okay. Disney, and I don't feel sorry for Disney. I'm sorry, folks.
Oh, man. You should see, I've been seeing some excerpts from some of their cartoons and so forth. And it's just incredible.
Clear back in the 40s and 50s. These were showing cartoons. Folks, I can prove this.
Point where, they're showing where, you have slaves wanting reparations and stuff. I mean, you wouldn't believe these things that they're putting together now. It's unbelievable.
Well, they deserve what they're getting. I can show you cartoons on our website. Look under Immoral News and Church News. You'll find Disney cartoons from the 50s and 60s having nude women standing in the windows as the cartoon characters flash by. Now, you don't see it with your natural eye until you slow it down. But your subconscious mind sees that. This is on Disney now, Melody. This is on Disney. Peter Rabbit cartoon. Some of the scenes in that, when you watch it, are very, very, very vulgar. Folks, this didn't happen. You don't happen by chance to put a picture of a nude woman in a window in a cartoon just by chance. It just don't work that way. So I don't feel sorry for Disney at all.
No.
Disney facing bloodbath as thousands of layoffs, budget cuts loom. Walt Disney Company went woke. And now it's paying the consequences with employees bracing for a bloodbath. And, of course, thanks to DeSantis, they no longer have a sovereign nation status, do they?
No, they do not.
I did not know this, though. I didn't know this until this happened, I found last year. Disney was really a nation unto itself, so to speak. It was a sovereign piece of property.
Yeah.
I did not know.
How did that happen?
That's what I don't want to know. How did they finagle that? I mean, how could they swing that? That is a question of, I'm wondering, since I heard this, who had the clout? Did Walt Disney have that much clout to do this? And was the Disney world in California the same way? Were they also sovereign?
I don't know.
But Melody, I mean, who would a business become sovereign in its own little sphere to run its own government, make its own laws, so to speak? How can that be? I just don't understand that.
They also made the state rich.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
Anyway, executives are expecting CEO Bob Iger to announce drastic cost cuts, including layoffs that could number in the thousands, when the people reports quarterly earnings on Wednesday, according to a Business Insider report. The cuts come amid Iger's ongoing corporate restructuring following a disastrous 2022 that saw company profits tank and the stock plummet 44%. Disney is also facing a nasty proxy fight from the pro-Trump billionaire Nelson Peltz, whose train fund management owns more than 9 million shares of the company. Peltz is angling for a seat on the Disney board, looking to replace Michael Froman, a veteran of the Clinton and Obama administrations. Peltz is unhappy with the way the company is currently being run, including the decision to pick a fight with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over the state's anti-grooming parental rights and education law. As a result of the fight, Walt Disney World has lost its self-governing status in the Orlando area, a privilege it had held for 5 decades. 50 years of being self-governing. Wouldn't you like to be self-governing, Melody?
Well, yeah.
Be able to keep all your earnings, so to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that be, that's amazing.
But wouldn't that
Disney
be nice?
For 50 years, 5 decades, they have governed themselves. But thank God, praise God for this. That when they went woke, they went broke, so to speak. That just thrilled me to pieces. Some people are seeing through this. Thank God people are seeing through this. And they're getting tired of this. And I'm so thrilled to hear that. You know, I'm trying to find here real quickly an article.
Well, I don't think they'll go broke, but
no,
things
but,
will
but
change.
It's hurting. It's hurting. And the only way you hurt somebody is to get in the pocketbook. You know that.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that makes me even think about it. But I'm trying to find another article I want to share that goes along kind of with this. I can find it very quickly here. Here it is. Americans are starting to get fed up, thank the Lord. Americans tell CEOs, drop the woke and get back to business. I like that. As companies gear up for an economic downturn, cutting costs and staff, CEOs might want to heed the rising voice of consumers who want them to focus on business rather than politics. Good for them. According to a poll this week of more than 1,000 likely voters by the Trafalgar Group and Convention States Action, nearly 80% said that given the choice, they are more likely to buy from a company that is politically neutral. In a rare case of bipartisanism, consensus, both Democrats 76.9% and Republicans 78.8% felt this way in roughly equal measure. Mark Meckler, CEOSA president, told Epoch Times that the message to CEOs was, go back to doing what you're hard to do, which is make money for shareholders. This is a blowback that's coming, Meckler said. It's coming big time against all this woke politics and business. It's not even the folks want the companies to reflect their politics. They want their companies, the people they buy from, to just ignore politics. Good for them. Their job is not to get political. Their job is to keep the business running. I think it's a very fair request, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the way it should be. Mm-hmm.
Maybe if they pay more attention to the business, they wouldn't be in such a bad shape.
Maybe.
I don't know, Melody. You're lying, but we grew up in different times. You know, the things that things are accepted today were absolutely disdained when I was a younger fella. That what we accept today as being normal was absolutely abhorrent to the people. And sometimes it takes a lot of evil to get people's eyes open. Paul Harvey said this. This is a paraphrase probably. He said this a long time ago. Excess of anything leads to its own destruction. And I really thought about that. Excess of anything, I guess. You know, that especially overindulgence, anything, can lead to its own destruction. People get tired of it after a while. If we just understand that if people themselves were alone, it's just the people in this country alone that are concerned would stand up, we could see a lot of things change this country in a lot of different ways. You know, it's just a shame that we come to a point in America today that the people haven't become angrier with these things. And that's what we need to see, and more people are tired of all this obnoxiousness. And a guy said this one time, terrible things don't happen because most people are evil. They happen because a few are evil and most are simply cowards. That's why they act like nothing is happening. Even if they know it's wrong, they still don't say anything. History now makes perfect sense. And he's right on the money. You know, when the majority say nothing, the minority take over. Look what's happened now with the reparations. Where's the outcry over that? You know, I mean, how can anyone vote to repay something that happened 200 years, 150 years ago? Who was alive then? That was a fault. You weren't alive then, were you?
What?
I said, see how folks are paying attention to me? I was talking about reparations. I said, what happened?
I know, don't get me started on that. That's why I said, what?
Okay.
Don't get me started on that. That's one of those bingos that'll get me going.
Well, that's okay. Sometimes you have to get a little upset and say some things because that's the way you get people's attention. And talking about illegal immigrants, Senator J.D. Vance, a Republican senator from Ohio, says Americans are being robbed of the dream of owning a home as one of the many negative results of illegal immigration. And I never thought about this before, but he's right. During a Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee hearing on Thursday, Vance noted how illegal immigration puts immense pressure, downturn pressure, on mostly working and lower middle class Americans. The result, Vance said, is lower wages and more competition in the housing market, making it difficult for the first time buyers to scoop up affordable properties in good neighborhoods. We talk about immigration as a law and order problem, but I want to plant the seed both for our colleagues and on my side of the aisle, and colleagues elsewhere, and also for those of you who are interested in this issue. If you think about what it means to have 20 to 25 million undocumented illegal immigrants in the country, a situation where we're not building enough housing, that puts incredible pressure. You have to weigh more buyers for fewer homes, and that puts incredible pressure home buyers and people who just want to live a good life. I'm a very strong believer that we should think about our immigration problem and our immigration crisis as an economic problem as much as a cultural law and order problem. And of course we should. But that may be a good point. People come in here and they're renting homes. We're paying for them probably. But because of landlords are profiting so much from the rent, common folks who are working every day can't rent, can't afford to buy this. That's a fair statement, isn't it?
You know, it really is, you know, and more and more, you know, the American dream is dead. I mean, the things are just changing so much. And, you know, we always said those that were in the 50s had it good. Well, now when you look back, we had it good for a long time past that until recently. And man, you can just see the changes. I mean, it's just so astounding and so very clear.
It is. And, you know, of course, melody sells precious metals, folks. And silver's down to 22.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings the silver eagle down to a lot, premium wise.
About 31, 32.
That's low. It's been a long time, isn't it?
It has. Premiums have dropped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now's the time to buy a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now,
would you recommend 9 cent silver also is a good buy now?
I think 90%, you know, each has their own purpose. And, you know, it all comes down to how much a person is looking to put into the markets at any given time. But I think it's good to have a little bit of everything. You know, it's good to have some 90% silver. It's great to have some silver eagles. And if you already have some and you're looking for an investment, it's okay to buy some silver rounds. You know, bring those costs down. So it's because those are less expensive than everything else. And I just, you know, so, yeah, it's the key thing is you want to convert those dollars into real money, and that's what you need to keep doing. Protect it and save it.
Well, this is a silly question, but say an average person has $1,000 that they can afford to put in bills. What would you recommend?
Well, if they haven't had anything else, if they don't have any other precious
right.
metals, and this was a, I would say go ahead and do a tube of 20 silver eagles and balance it out with 90% silver. You know, because you're looking at, you know, your silver eagles for a tube of 20 is going to cost you $640. So then just, you know, and then the 90% we can, you know, fill it out, you know, for the $360. So yeah, so just fill in the 90%.
Folks, who I said, she can work with anybody and help them do what they have to do. I would give her a call at 800-375-4188 and ask her some questions. I don't care if you got 500, 1,000, or 50,000. Talk to her, 800-375-4188. Melody Seastrom, you can trust. And that's so important. She's not all glitz and glamour. She does what she's supposed to do and does it right.
Especially for somebody that's 39 years old. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on shortwave radio, Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we're back. Melody has stepped away for a second to answer the phone call. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and this is the final segment for Financial Survival. It is 10 Friday. Wow. February 2023. A few more days, we'll be halfway through another month. Hard to believe. We're talking about immigration, though, and we're seeing what things are happening, and people, by the grace of God, are starting to get kind of fed up with this. This next article says, I don't quite understand how this works. Joe Biden plans bigger migration swap with Mexico. I'm going to read this and see if maybe you'll understand what I'm saying. President Joe Biden deputies are drafting a bigger migration swap with Mexico's president that would burst through Congress's annual caps on immigration levels, according to the Washington Post. The political swap would expand its January border management deal that annually trades 360,000 additional migrants for 360,000 deportations back into Mexico. Let me read that again. The political swap will expand the January border management deal that annually trades 360,000 additional migrants for 360,000 deportations back into Mexico. The expanded deal would help Mexico's president deliver more Latinos into U.S. jobs, help Biden's 2024 campaign staff hide the chaotic arrival of the more job-seeking migrants, help business groups get more cheap workers, consumers and renters, and help progressives divorce from their civic obligations to ordinary citizens. So you're going to swap 360,000 for 360,000 supposedly better migrants. That's what it reads to me. They make any sense to me, but that's what it reads. The ones he wants to bring in want to go to work. The ones he sends back don't want to work. I don't know, folks. I don't make this stuff up. I'm not that smart. I don't know. I ain't got that figured out yet. But, you know, I know for a fact that there are jobs around here where I live, and some of them probably pay okay, but a lot of them are service jobs, restaurants, different things. Nothing wrong with those jobs, but they don't pay the best sometimes. Well, U.S. business owners pay premium to hire migrant workers in extremely tight labor market. Employers struggling to fill hourly wage jobs in construction, restaurants, and other services are offering higher pay and better working conditions to people coming to the U.S. to work. The scarcity is huge. Migrants who come to the U.S. to find work are now being hired more quickly at higher pay and under better working conditions than at any time in recent memory. In many cases, employers and economists say migrant workers are being paid as well as American counterparts. Job vacancies in the U.S. increased by 11 million at the end of December, according to the Labor Department. While the tightness appears to be easing in the white-collar job market, employers are saying hourly wage workers remains a challenge. Unemployment hit 3.4% in January, the lowest rate in 53 years. Many small businesses say they are unable to hire enough native-born and naturalized workers and are paying a premium for migrant workers. Well, If they're doing the same job, I understand they should get paid the same if they're here legally and actually want to work. But I just am amazed though, that the wages going up. I can't imagine that everybody in America is so well off that they don't want these jobs. Maybe I'm just looking at it the wrong way, but that just to me doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But it is what it is. And of course, I know that eases the conscience of the liberals. We bring them in here. But again, if they won't come in and do it legally and make an earn a living for their families, go for it. But when they come across the border illegally and you and I have to pay their bills, pay their doctor's fees, give them a place to live and pay for the rent, that is absolutely asinine, and I'm totally and completely opposed to it. Now, this is something that I can't believe was even proposed, but obviously it is. And again, yeah, I guess I can believe it. We're living in a time when a lot of things that, well, common sense is pretty much dead. Mel, when you get back in, call me, okay? When you get back, Mel, let me know. House Republicans, 42 Democrats, vote to stop D.C. from giving illegal aliens right to vote. Who would ever dream they would have to put up to a vote if illegals can vote in this country? Who would have thought it would come down to the point that something was one time so precious to Americans, the ability to elect their own leaders? Who would have thought it would come down to the point that they would let illegals come in and have an equal vote on how the country's run when they have not put nothing into the country? All they've done is when they come in is take funds out of it and live off us. Who would have thought they would have the gall to even consider this? House Republicans and 42 House Democrats voted to stop Washington, D.C. from giving illegal aliens the right to vote in municipal elections. Meanwhile, 162 House Democrats voted to give illegal aliens the right to vote. Let this sink in, folks. These people invested nothing, had nothing invested at all, and they're going to tell you how to run your city. And your leaders, the D.C. City Council, voted 12-1 to let it happen. Are you angry, or are you just going to sit back and suck your thumb and hope things get better? October 2022, the D.C. City Council voted 12-1 to advance the bill that will allow foreign nationals, regardless if they have visas or are here legally in the United States, to vote in local elections such as school board races and mayoral elections. About 50,000 foreign nationals and illegal aliens could be eligible to vote in local elections across D.C. if the measure is not thrown out. These illegal aliens include thousands who have recently arrived in D.C. on buses from Texas. I don't live in D.C. I live in America. I live in this country. What goes in D.C. affects me, obviously. But if you live there, why aren't you contacting your council members? Why aren't you saying enough is enough? Why aren't you getting angry about this? Why are we not all getting angry about all these things? I just read to you what a gentleman said about people that want. There are not that many evil people. Not that many evil people run the place. It's the mass of us who say nothing, do nothing, and stop it. The mail, you get back, let me know. I hope you're back with me pretty soon. But this is happening because people allow it to happen. It's just that simple. We can say what we want, do what we want, believe what we want, but it's happening because we allow it to happen. And that's, again, folks, can we blame nobody else but the people in this country that are just so unconcerned that they don't have enough courage to stand. As this gentleman said, terrible things don't happen because most people are evil. They happen because a few are evil and most are simply cowards. That's just that simple. There's no other way to put it that makes sense at all. Evil is what takes a country down. And I think it was the gentleman's name said this. All it takes for good men to triumph, evil men to triumph, is for good men to do nothing. All it takes for good men, or evil men to triumph, is for good men to do nothing. Gee. Sacramento's being sued in class action lawsuit by disabled over sidewalk homeless camps. Now listen to this, folks. The suit also could affect anyone else who has had to maneuver around tents and campsites outside City Hall or on sidewalks. Sacramento is being sued in a class action lawsuit by a group of disabled citizens over homeless camps on the city sidewalks. It wasn't enough for business owners, office workers, and mothers walking with children to complain to city officials about drug-addicted migrants blocking city sidewalks. Most people's complaints were ignored. Despite violent confrontations with homeless and daily harassment, businesses have been closed in city and along the Broadway corridor, along the corridor, citing daily dangerous confrontations and harassment of employees and patrons by homeless migrants. So the employees and citizens are complaining nothing's being done. They're being attacked by the homeless and being accosted by people on drugs. The number of homeless living in Sacramento streets has increased significantly over the past 3 years, according to the July point in time count released by Sacramento Steps Forward. Even the New York Post reported on the shocking growth of Sacramento's homeless population. An official count from February found that 9,270 people homeless throughout Sacramento County, a 67% increase over the 5,570 during the previous count in 2019. The vast majority of them, more than 5,000, were sleeping rough within the city itself, the point of time count noted. It's even worse 6 months later. As the Globe reported in April, Sacramento County had more than 11,200 homeless living on the streets and in the parks, and all the shelter beds and space are full on any given night, and those were numbers provided by Sacramento Steps Forward. Sometimes someone can count. So the Sacramento City Council and Mayor have allowed drug-addicted homeless migrants to block city sidewalks with no regard for the plight and fear of downtown workers, business owners, and shoppers. Everyone that navigating the sidewalks has been forced out into the busy streets to avoid the sidewalk tent camps and crazy drug addicts, which is not possible for the disabled. Now, folks, I just got to ask, the city council lets it? How many people live in Sacramento that could say this is enough? Hey, if we have to, we'll come to the courthouse and throw you out physically. We're not saying that, though. People are tolerating it. This is absolutely one of the most despicable things. It's almost despicable as D.C. wanting to let illegals vote in the city elections. Melanie, you back yet? I don't guess you're back yet, folks, so we'll keep going, okay? I will share a good news story. We're down the last few minutes here. I will share that. Lord knows we need sometimes, folks. We really do. Deputy hugs overwhelmed man in heartwarming body cam footage. This is so sweet.
I'm back.
Now, she's back. Okay. You're just in time to hear the good news story.
Okay.
Just in time. You missed the article, I think, I had where the city council of D.C. voted 12-1 to let illegals vote in their elections. And House representatives, and some of them Democrats, are saying, no, we can't let this happen. This is America today. Anyway. Illegal to get a vote, Melody. They ain't invested anything in the country, in the city. They're going to vote if they get their way, if the council gets its way. But deputy hugs overwhelmed man in heartwarming body cam footage. I have learned that there is more power in a good, strong hug than in 1,000 meaningful words. I like that. A police officer's body cam captured a heartwarming moment between an overwhelmed civilian and a deputy. Earlier this week, a deputy with the Malcolm County Sheriff's Office in Michigan was called to a vehicle that was sitting on the side of the road. Deputy Thorne arrived to find Joe, a name the department is using to protect his real identity. Joe explained to Deputy Thorne that he was headed to work and had to pull over because he was feeling down and just needed a break. He didn't want to hurt himself. He was upset and had multiple stressful issues making him feel overwhelmed. Deputy Thorne asked what he could do to help. I like that. And Joe simply responded that he could use a hug. That was all, a hug. Deputy Thorne was more than happy to help and gave Joe a hug, a good strong hug, as Joe was able to release some emotional tears. Isn't that pretty? Billy, isn't that a beautiful story so far?
Yes, it is.
I mean, the depth of that man Christ showed her. Gee. For the next 20 minutes, Deputy Thorne and Deputy Perisic, both military veterans, sat with Joe and exchanged stories. Deputy Thorne provided Joe with a few resources, including his own contact information, to help him get through the times when he was feeling overwhelmed. Isn't that what this is all about? Isn't that what law enforcement, that should be for? Isn't that what we all should be doing, Melody, every now and then giving somebody a hug?
Hugs are great.
They are great. That we all need a hug once in a while. We need that. Folks, I understand the world's going to hell, and I can see it just as well as you can. I understand this world is insane. That's biblical prophecy. It's what it said in Deuteronomy 28:28. We're seeing things happen. Psalms 9:17 said the same thing. We're seeing these things happen. But everyone out there is not out to get you. Some people need your hug. Some people need your smile. Some people need a little bit of teasing to make them smile a little bit. Drove through day and hardly ever get to do this. We drove through day and we got a $5 special at a fast food restaurant. And drove through and that little lady taking the money. We got talking to her. Said she could just come back to work. She cleaned house while she was off work. I said, well, come on to our house and do it next. She said, you let me know and I'll be right over. I mean, she laughed. We joked. I mean, that, Melody, what happened to the caring touch that people you share with each other? Should we bring that back on a more common basis?
It would be nice.
Wouldn't it be nice? Mm-hmm. People like to know you care. Folks, all I want to say for today, I'm going to wrap it up. Now, Melody, have it now. Melody, it's all yours. I'll see you all Monday.
Well, you're quitting early, aren't you?
Well, it's about time, isn't it?
You're quitting early. See there? We're laughing.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. We're heading.
You snuck off for a break. I'm taking mine now, so I'll see you later.
We'll be back on Monday, folks. Have a great weekend, but be safe. And until Monday, good night and God bless.
I work all night. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. Got me.